Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. /Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's part two of our discussion with Dr. Ross Pelton about probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. Postbiotics is a term that virtually he has coined to talk about the byproducts of bacterial fermentation. Postbiotics are an essential component of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, which, by the way, are available at the usual places, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online at essentialformulas.com and also through Fullscript. Fullscript also is our online dispensary for my patients and listeners. So Ross, let's talk about applications here. Is there any clinical validation of Dr. O'Hara's products, any clinicals which suggest that it may address some of the common GI complaints that we encounter?
There are a number of trials that have been done and published, and there's animal studies, human clinical trials, cell culture studies. So there's a good deal of documentation on the effects of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, and the main thing that it's famous for is really fast action in helping to correct digestive problems. There's a term called dysbiosis that many of your listeners are probably familiar with. And this is kind of an umbrella term for gastrointestinal problems that are due to an imbalance of bacteria, either too many bad bacteria, not enough good bacteria, and that imbalance creates symptoms of gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, pain, inflammation. And when you take Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you really get fast relief. We call it a rapid microbiome restoration, a rapid microbiome repair, because you're not just putting in probiotic bacteria, you're directly delivering these postbiotic metabolites. And some of them have anti-inflammatory activity, and some of them directly kill pathogens, and some of them quickly reestablish the acid-base balance in the GI tract, and some of them help to reestablish the gut-brain communication and boost the immune system. When people take a commercial probiotic, Dr. Hoffman, that just has bacteria in the capsule, those bacteria have to survive the harsh acid environment in the stomach. And if they survive, then when they arrive in the gastrointestinal tract in the small intestine, they have to locate fiber-rich foods and start the process of breaking those foods down into the postbiotic metabolite. That all takes time. Ingesting Dr. O'Hara's directly delivers over 500 postbiotic metabolites who rapidly and immediately start to transform some of these GI problems back into a more balanced, healthy state. So that's the really big thing with Dr. O'Hara's, that you get rapid improvement in gastrointestinal symptoms.
Well, let's take it by condition by condition. I think one of the most common condition that plagues Americans is GERD, and GERD has spawned a multi-billion-dollar industry of proton pump inhibitors, these powerful medications that virtually eradicate our stomach acid with harmful effects long-term. I mean, you know, maybe if you have a bleeding ulcer, you know, take them for a month or two. But a lot of people are told, well, you know, if you've got discomfort, you know, it's okay to take these things for the rest of your life. And then you disrupt your intestinal balance. You may create havoc in many parts of your body. Is Dr. O'Hara's in any way, shape, or form effective for GERD? Can it put the fire out in your, you know, if you're experiencing heartburn?
Yes, Dr. Rehears will help in a number of ways, because when people have GERD, and there's usually a significant amount of inflammation going on in the gut at the same time. And so Dr. Rehears reduces the inflammation, helps to get rid of the bad pathogens, helps us start healing leaky gut or intestinal permeability, which is oftentimes involved. And one thing I want to go back to your talk about proton pump inhibitors.
Yep.
These are addicting drugs. I can't tell you
very
how
much,
many times I've been in a pharmacy, and people would come in tears saying they can't get off these drugs, because when you stop them, there's a rebound acid that goes into the stomach, and it's painful, and say, oh, I got to get back on the drug.
And so, you don't know if the problem has persisted or if you're actually experiencing the withdrawal. It's hard to distinguish. They're the ideal drug from the standpoint of the pharmaceutical industry.
And many people who have gastrointestinal discomfort, it's really not due to too much stomach acid. It's too little stomach acid. That's called achlorhydria or hypochlorhydria. And that causes inflammation, which is almost indistinguishable from the pain of too much acid. So many people go on these drugs when they really have too little acid instead of too much.
Indeed. So I have heard, talking to various people about this, that a quick fix for heartburn. I mean, we all experience this, you know, even if we eat carefully, you know, sometimes we, you know, go a little over the top, you know, it's holidays or it's party time or, you know, maybe a little too much alcohol, too much spicy food, too much food in general. You know, you have indigestion. Can you take therapeutic doses of Dr. Rehears to address that? I've heard that you can take a little more. You could even chew the capsules so that they actually are more accessible to the esophagus. Because if you just take them in the capsules, maybe they go directly into the stomach, bypassing the esophagus. Is that a strategy that can be employed?
Yeah, you bet. That is true. And in fact, when some people have food poisoning, they've ingested some bad food, I encourage them to have 10 capsules of Dr. Rehears and bite and chew them so that the contents get released in the stomach rather than in the small intestine, because you got food poisoning. That's where the problem is, and that's where you want Dr. Rehears to be. And similar with things like GERD, get the product right into the stomach. And Dr. Rehears is in a patented capsule design that really does not release the contents in the stomach. It protects it through the acid environment in the stomach and releases the contents in the small intestine. But you got a problem in the stomach. You want to bite and chew those capsules and squeeze the contents out so they get direct access into the esophagus and the stomach.
Yeah, and I'll vouch for that. It works for me. And in addition, a pleasant surprise is that when you chomp down on those capsules, I mean, you might anticipate, you know, like a really sour taste, like if you chomp down on a soft gel of a, you know, vitamin or multivitamin, and, you know, doesn't taste good. But the doctor here is, you know, fairly innocuous and, you know, somewhat a little sweet tasting, although there's no sugar. So they're quite palatable.
You're right. It's actually, I think, a rather pleasant taste. And there are a number of dentists now that recommend chewing a capsule at bedtime and swishing it around in the mouth to support your oral health and help reduce risk of things like gingivitis and cavities and so forth.
Oh, that's a good point. And perhaps also even, you know, with beneficial effects on halitosis, which might result from bad bacteria in the mouth by restoring balance to
right.
the oral microbiome. Moving right along, you know, down the GI tract, a lot of people, as you mentioned earlier, have irritable bowel syndrome. We now believe that some of them have SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. How can you overcome bacterial overgrowth by introducing more bacteria into the lower intestine? That sounds kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Well, you're right. And SIBO is a really unique situation where bacteria that are normally resident in the large intestine have backed up into the small intestine, and they will ferment for fibers and create a great deal of gas, which causes discomfort. And many people who have SIBO don't do well with probiotics because the bacteria are going to increase.
And you're very aware of this. There's actually an article recently that implied that probiotics cause brain fog. But they selected people who had SIBO. They gave them probiotics, the ordinary kind, Dr. Rehears, and they found that it actually increased their level of brain fog, because it caused a proliferation of bacteria that you don't want right. when you already have too much.
I wrote a response to that and sent it to the editors of
that journal. It was a bad study.
Yeah, you bet. So, exactly. But many people with SIBO can take Dr. O'Hara's and get benefit from it, because Dr. O'Hara's is not delivering high counts of bacteria. It's directly delivering the postbiotic metabolites that help to improve the conditions in the microbiome ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. And paradoxically, the presence of beneficial bacteria actually helped to suppress the proliferation of the bad bacteria. It's like, you know, in a way, it's like fighting fire with fire, in a way.
Yeah.
So that actually can be helpful. All right. What about, you know, ordinary conditions like, you know, a lot of people constipated, just go to your, ordinary, drugstore, which they seem to be proliferating here in Manhattan. Every time a space goes vacant here in Manhattan, it becomes a Duane Reade or, a pharmacy. They're really scoring a bonanza with products that are designed to address constipation. There's usually a whole shelf load of products that address that problem. Can this
be
beneficial?
There's actually a human clinical trial with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. The subjects were college-age women, college students, women, that had a history of constipation.
And women being more prone to constipation in general. It's just a biological
fact. And they took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Actually, they divided them into two groups, and one group took Dr. O'Hara's, and the other group took the placebo. And the women taking Dr. O'Hara's had much greater improvement. They had more frequent bowel movements and better formation in bowel movements and less foul-smelling bowel movements. And so it really showed that Dr. O'Hara's is not just beneficial for diarrhea, but also for constipation. So it's kind of a normalizing influence in the gastrointestinal tract.
How about remote conditions? You know, I see so many commercials these days for people who have eczema, psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, conditions which we now believe, have their origins within the GI tract. Are there any studies that show the benefits of, well, certainly good diet, but also the introduction of probiotics for those conditions?
Yeah, there are studies on probiotics. We don't have specific studies on Dr. O'Hara's, but I'd like to kind of discuss this topic a little
bit.
Many health problems are due to this leaky gut syndrome or intestinal permeability. Things that are normally resident in the gut are allowed to leak into your systemic circulation, and they can create a whole range of health problems, metabolic problems, autoimmune problems. Things like autism and ADD and ADHD are thought to be linked to leaky gut. And so really all things do originate in the gut, and I think that healing the gut needs to be a protocol for every single healing modality. So Dr. O'Hara's does help to reestablish a healthy microbiome ecosystem and heal leaky gut or stop this intestinal permeability problem. So a lot of conditions that are not directly in the GI tract, things like you mentioned, acne, especially, and different types of skin problems, psoriasis, those things can improve when you heal the gut and heal this intestinal permeability problem.
And obviously, diet is an important element of this. You can't continue to consume ultra-processed foods and, take a couple of probiotics and hope to completely overcome the adverse effects of that kind of diet. So the question is, is there an age limit for taking Dr. O'Hara's? I mean, some things are, adults-only products. Is it suitable for use in children?
You bet it is. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's when children are old enough to swallow a small capsule. But also, if there's a woman that gives birth to a child with a cesarean section delivery, that child has not gone down the vaginal canal and gotten exposed to its mother's normal flora. So there's a lot of studies that show that kids that are C-section delivery have immune system compromised for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. So I encourage parents to take Dr. Hero's capsule and bite it, squeeze the content out on their finger, and swish it around in the inside of their mouth of the infant, so that the infant gets access to Dr. Hero's. It gets down the gut and into the GI tract and starts to help establish a healthy microbiome rather than the abnormal one that develops most of the time in kids that have a C-section delivery.
And obviously, there's innumerable safety studies which suggest that that's a safe practice, especially when they're doing the clinicals in Japan on that product.
You bet. And we've got actually a Harvard study conducted in the United States on the safety of Dr. Hero probiotics.
Very cool. All right. Let's spend a little time talking about your latest article, which is the feature article in the Townsend Letter for November 2019 with a wonderful picture of you. You're a pretty healthy looking guy for, 55.
Yeah, right. 55 plus a couple extra decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote the drug-induced nutrient depletion handbook back in, 1999. And, so it's been out for 20 years or so. And I'm grateful that the Townsend Letter allowed me to write an article. Actually, I wrote three articles that came out back to back. The first one was on drug-induced nutrient depletions. The following month, I had an article on a new class of drugs that I've created titled Microbiome Disrupting Drugs.
Oh.
I'm teaching people all the different types, classes of drugs. It's not just antibiotics, but the proton pump inhibitors.
Yes.
And I mean, there are multiple classes of drugs that interfere with your microbiome. The third article was titled The Perfect Storm, in which I list all the different things that have happened since about the end of World War II in the environment and in our human lifestyle, and that have contributed to dysbiosis, which is creating leaky gut, which is contributing to what I call, we have an epidemic of epidemics. We have an epidemic of type 2 diabetes and an epidemic of cardiovascular disease and Alzheimer's disease and ADD and ADHD and autism. We have an epidemic of epidemics, and they all relate back to leaky gut microbiome imbalance in the good bacteria. And so there's a critical issue. And we're destroying the microbiome on the planet with things like glyphosate and these other pesticides and insecticides. So we have to be really proactive to create and maintain our own personal health these days.
Well, you're pretty unique among pharmacists because you're a pharmacist who encourages people not to take drugs.
Yeah, that's right. I'm kind of a renegade pharmacist. I call myself a recovering pharmacist.
Very good. I recently came across an article. You may have seen it. It's a survey of people's medication using habits in the United States. And of course, a very high percentage of people, especially over a certain age, are on not just one prescription medication chronically, but multiple medications. And what the article concluded is that of people taking medications, about a quarter of them are taking medications which are, quote, obesogenic. Your medications may be actually thwarting your weight loss efforts. Can you share a little bit on that subject?
Yeah, you bet. A lot of medications both upset the microbiome, but also upset your metabolic rate. And so they create a situation where you start to put on weight. And there's a lot of studies now that show that obese people have a disarranged microbiome. And so there's this tie-in between the microbiome and obesity. And what we find out is that some strains of bacteria are much more effective at extracting the carbohydrates out of the food you eat. And so then you'll put on weight faster. So one of the things we need to teach people in this combination, if we're focusing on obesity and the microbiome, you need to cut out the sugar, cut out the processed carbohydrates, shift to a high-fiber, unprocessed food diet so you start to promote the growth of your good bacteria, and that will start to at least to be a major part of your weight loss program.
How about some of the direct effects of slower downer medications? There's so many of these, the high blood pressure medications, especially the beta blockers, the antidepressant medications that seem to make people put on weight, increase their appetite, medications like the fibromyalgia medications that make you want to eat like a house on fire. There's many metabolic slower downer type drugs, right? And yes, certainly the antipsychotic medications, you know, Zyprexa is notorious.
I was just going to mention that. The type 2 antipsychotic medications are called atypical antipsychotic. I've seen people, when I was working as a pharmacy, put on 30, 40, 50 pounds in just a few months when they go on those medications. And we now know that they upset your microbiome. That's the start of the process of putting on the weight by getting a dysbiotic condition that has not enough of the good bacteria, and preferentially you start to get more of the bad bacteria that are so effective at extracting the carbohydrates. You get a lot more energy and you can't burn all that energy, so it goes into the fat cells and gets stored as fat.
Should you be on one of these medications? Sometimes it's really hard to get off, and you may require a medication. Can you, at least in theory, partially deflect or counteract some of these adverse effects by taking a probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's?
Well, I don't know if there's any studies that show this, Dr. Ron, but I think that it just makes good sense to always put a major amount of effort into creating or recreating and maintaining a healthy microbiome. It's the foundation of your health.
Right. So it may not overcome that perfect storm, but it may mitigate some of the harmful effects.
Right. You bet.
Of the, all the exposures that we have, even, maybe suboptimal eating, but certainly some of the medications that conspire against our efforts to lose weight. Okay. So a healthy New Year's resolution. What's a good maintenance program for Dr. O'Hara's?
What? Two capsules a day is the maintenance program, and so that's what I recommend for most people, unless they have severe GI problems like Crohn's disease and colitis and irritable bowel syndrome. And I don't recommend Dr. O'Hara's as a therapy for anything. We can't recommend naturopathics as a therapy, and the FDA doesn't let us do this. But you recommend it because it helps you improve your health. And if you get better as a side effect, then different types of medical conditions may improve, but basically Dr. O'Hara's is going to be the best product in the world to help to treat in your gastrointestinal microbiome and improve that ecosystem so you return that to good health.
Well, I think a lot of our intelligent medicine listeners can vouch for that because many are adherents to the Dr. O'Hara's program. All right, let's give out some of the resources. First of all, before we get to Dr. O'Hara's, you mentioned earlier your information on drug-induced nutrient depletions. Your books are out of print, but you have generously offered to make available some information on that.
Sure. If anybody would get in touch with your show notes or email me directly at ross@naturopharmacist.net/DIND, they can get a free copy of my quick reference guide for drug-induced nutrient depletions. And many people are taking multiple drugs, and so you can have two or three or four drugs that are creating multiple nutrient deficiencies. So this is something that really hasn't been explored by the Food and Drug Administration or the drug companies themselves, but it's a really critical issue.
Let's try that one more time. ross@naturalpharmacist.com.
Pharmacist.net.
.net. Right.
Yeah.
And ask
slash
for... Oh, slash?
D-I-N-D, drug-induced nutrient depletion.
Okay, now I got it. ross@naturalpharmacist.net/DIND, and we'll put that up on our show notes for today. And, of course, information about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, www.essentialformulas.com, and Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at most retailers like Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online, essentialformulas.com. And also I'll mention FullScript. FullScript now carries the professional line of Dr. O'Hara's products.
And also, Dr. Ron, I'll mention that Essential Formulas is going to start running Dr. O'Hara's television commercials on HGTV. And so you'll start seeing these on television soon.
Oh, awesome. Oh, wow. You've really crossed the threshold to come a long way now that you're on commercial TV. I've noticed that happens with some of our sponsors. We labor sort of in this very niched environment of, we're just talking to the health aficionados on this program. And with the success and popularity of products that we start talking about, you know, I'll flip on, you know, cable news, and all of a sudden I'll see an ad for something that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. So that's a hallmark of the success and popularity of products that we introduce here. Well, this has been around for a long time, so we can't claim to be talking about something novel. Decades of tradition in Japan, and something that we've been talking about here in this country for, well, it's got to be like 30 plus years. Thank you so much, Ross Pelton, for joining us. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to talk to you about whatever new things you come up with in 2020. And all the best to you.
Great.
Congratulations on some
nice talking to you too, and
accomplishments.
Being on with you and your listeners.
Thank you, Ross. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.